Hello, folks. This is the Knick Knack Podcast. I'm Knick Knack. I'm a queer and autistic non-binary woman with a variety of deep interests. This podcast is a kind of audio blog where I share my views and increasingly my partner's in being invited on in pursuit of greater engagement, connection, and emotional relief. This will be Season 15, Episode 62, entitled Dream Spoonies. I'm inviting my partner Vinny on again to join me as we talk about our dreams, both good and bad, and how they reflect upon our lives as spoonies. I invite you to grab a beverage and a breath and join the musings. And if you feel so inclined, please give feedback or support the show via the Patreon or PayPal donation links available at knickknackpod.net. That's NICNACPOD.net while you are listening. So, hon, it's great to have you back. Thanks for coming back yet again, and also thanks for still hanging with me after, what has it been, over 4 months now?
Yep, and you're welcome. Hi, everyone.
Good to have you back. So, let's start by describing to people, you found a great article on this, what is a spoonie, and you know, does it apply just to people on the spectrum like us, or does it kind of expand beyond that?
Okay. I've been a fan of this theory since way back in the early 2000s when I found it, and we'll put this in the show notes so that everyone can read for themselves. But basically, the spoon theory is a way of describing the experience of chronic illness and its limitations using a metaphor. It was created by Christine Miserandino, and I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing her name, who has lupus, an invisible illness which causes chronic fatigue, chronic pain, and many other symptoms that limit her energy levels and ability to do everyday things. So that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. And I first heard the spoon theory through my friend a couple years ago, and I kind of looked at them and went, spoons? What do you mean that takes too many spoons? And I had another friend describe the experience of running across the spoon theory in a similar way, like just being confused. But basically the idea is when you have a chronic illness, something takes a certain amount of energy, and the energy that people with chronic illnesses have, our energy flow doesn't flow back up as quickly as maybe somebody else's might. So, you know, if I had a bad dream and that bad dream challenged me and made me angry or what have you, that might take a certain amount of spoons even before I woke up. So that's hopefully gives people a good idea of kind of the application of spoon theory and why we describe ourselves as dream spoonies.
Yeah, I feel like that it's the same way for me too. Usually I feel drained after having suffered a nightmare or a bad dream when I wake up, which is already hard to do. And then just remembering the dream throughout the day, because my brain works like that, it drains me further and makes me more anxious, which drains me even further. And because I didn't receive a good night's sleep, it's just my day is pretty much shot. And so.
It becomes a energy draining cycle. And it can get really overwhelming. I should note one of the reasons that I haven't put out a podcast in a while was I was up in Seattle visiting you, and one of the things that I noticed while we were on the trip was you were having an awful lot of anxiety.
Yes, well, we are recording this podcast in early 2022 for those of you listening in the future and any aliens out there. We are having some problems on Earth, which has even though they're not affecting us directly, they are affecting us. One is the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, and the other is this looming, it seems, war between Russia and the Ukraine. So these things are devastating in their own ways. And that's what we're going through right now, and it's just a anxiety producing time in our lives right now
Yeah,
for everybody.
it really is. It really is. It's I mean, what I can't remember the Gandalf quote, something like about nobody chooses the time that they were born. They just have to do the best with it that they can and navigate it. But these are really trying times that we're living in, and being a spoonie, it makes it all the more difficult to get through the seemingly never-ending slew of disasters that have befallen us. And then after I left, there were some more challenges in your life that you had to get through and get over. And I'm glad we're together, and I'm glad we can kind of strengthen each other, because you were having a lot of bad dreams. Like I have a lot of bad dreams too, but you were having a lot of them, and it was scary, because like you said, when you have a bad dream, it drains all your spoons before the day even starts.
Yes, and thankfully, modern medicine has once again intervened, and because of Knick Knack's help, I was able to recognize that I was in fact having problems instead of burying them and trying to soldier on like I usually do. And I told my psychiatrist, and we were able to increase my dose of anti-anxiety medication and also put me on a new medication, which is supposed to help with the nightmares. And so it's only been a couple nights since I started the new medication, and I've found that while I still have, quote, disturbing dreams, unquote, they're not as bad as usual and they're not as frequent, but we'll see as this continues. I mean, it takes 4 to 6 weeks for any medication to do its thing. So we'll see. So thank you, sweetie, for noticing and looking out for me and giving me the courage to talk to my psychiatrist about it so I could get these problems back in control.
Yeah, absolutely, honey. Like, I mean, that's what we're here to do, is support each other and give each other strength. And there's been times recently where, as I'm going through the disability review and getting ready to move and all this other stuff, where, I'll tell you about my bad dreams. I want to share the bad dream that got me thinking about this podcast idea. My dream was I've recently within the time of knowing you, I managed to stop smoking, but in my dream I was still smoking. And I was living with my parents, and my littlest sister decided to steal my last two cigarettes in this dream. And I don't know if anyone out there in listener land has ever tried to stop smoking or has ever been a smoker, but taking someone's last cigarettes is like, no, you don't do that. No. Because in the dream, like, the anger outbursts that I have been so good at controlling within the past couple years in the waking day, in the dream world, like that full on anger outbursts. So it was a very stressful way to wake up, and I'm really quite amazed that I decided to wake up and say, "Honey, let's do a podcast," instead of freaking out about the dream. But yeah, those dreams, and you know, I've had others. I have dreams where, thank you very much, my girl, I'm covered in bees and absolutely suffocating, and I know I'm going to die, and the only way to end the dream is to accept that I'm gonna die. You know, and I remember the scariest dream I ever had. This was from when I was getting my cancer treatment when I was a kid. My parents had to help get me into MRI machines and things like that when I was undergoing treatment. And in this dream, my parents were feeding me into a monster, which, if you want to understand how trauma works and how when trust breaks down early in life, things tend to go awry, that dream might explain that. So, you know, bad dreams can be very spoon draining. And if you don't have the spoons or the rest you need to start out the day, your energy is just going to absolutely be kaput. So, honey, you were very good at mentioning that talking to a doctor and seeking treatment can be one option for helping. Have you found anything else that helps with bad dreams?
I just try to distract myself throughout the day and also tell myself, especially important upon waking up from the dream, is grounding yourself and reminding yourself where you are. Like, for example, I say to myself, it's okay, you're at home, you're in bed, and since my brain only half believes me, I start touching my favorite things. Like I have a few blankets that I really like, so I touch those blankets since they feel your blankets. And I sleep with a giant banana person plush. Thank you, honey, for getting me that for Valentine's Day. And I also hug that very closely and say to myself, here's your banana plush. Because those things don't exist in my dreams. I never dream about my comfort object. And I never dream about my real life home. It's always a mishmash of homes that I've lived in, and they're configured in odd ways when I'm having a nightmare. And also, there's people that exist that shouldn't exist, and who are not in my life now, mainly people from my biological family and also my foster family. I'm not going to go into detail about those types of dreams because they're very traumatic and very personal to me. But I will say, as a kid, I had this one recurring bad dream where an owl was chasing me. I mean, it was a giant owl. And I don't understand why I was so afraid of this owl, because normally I can look at an owl and say, that's very cool, and I'm not scared of them in any way. But as a child, who knows what caused me to dream this? And it was just very scary for me. Luckily, I haven't had that dream since being a kid. So it must have been something that I saw in a program on TV or read in a story, and it just affected my tiny little brain back then.
Yeah. Wow, it's amazing how fragile our brains are. And I know, Freud has all these dream theories, but I think we took Freud out with garbage last I checked, so let's not go there.
Right, he's canceled.
What about good dreams? Have you had any good dreams that have made your life easier as a spoonie? I can't say that I have very many good dreams, unfortunately. Just the waking dream of moving to Seattle and being with you, obviously. But what about you and good dreams?
Oh, yeah, I do have good dreams, and lately they pretty much always involve you, and it's you and me going on adventures. We jump in our spaceship and we travel to different planets and party with different life forms, and I don't know, we fix stuff, like tinker with stuff, and it's just very fun. Like it's like the we spin the wheel or whatever, and it's like where do we go today, and what will we do today, and it's just very comforting having you beside me in our spaceship, which is much like the Enterprise because we're both big Star Trek fans, and as we take off across the galaxy for searching for life in other parts, meeting friends along the way, and sometimes those dreams recur too, which I don't mind. We go back and visit the same planet that we have been before, and party with the same life forms that we've partied with before, and they're always welcoming and happy to see us return, and it's just very nice.
Nice. Nice. Those sounds like lovely dreams. I'm all for those dreams. If we could just add a bit of a bit of the Star Wars element, and I don't want to be watching over a baby, but maybe some smuggling runs and trying not to piss off Jabba the Hutt. That might be fun too. Just let's obviously we're making sure we're not having kids that can stab me with a lightsaber.
Well, I'm not as into Star Wars as you are, although I am really loving The Mandalorian, but I kind of feel like that world is more, let's just say it's not a part of my dreamscape because it's not as chill as Star Trek. I prefer the very chill, very relaxing, us playing Vulcan chess or something like that, as opposed to running across the Tatooine with some blur chasing us or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. Star Wars can be good. Yeah. All right. We'll stick with the Star Trek dream. That's the dream of my future. When I think of about the future of humanity and where we might be going and all that stuff, there is nothing that comes closer to what I would want it to be than life on the Enterprise D in Next Generation. Like, that's just it. You can go up to a replicator and say T Earl Grey hot, and there it is. And you have Captain Picard speechifying on all the moral issues of the day, and that's the way to space travel. You're right, honey. That's the way to space travel.
Yes, nobody has want for anything because the replicator can do it all. Everybody has housing, everybody has food, there's jobs if you want them, but you don't necessarily have to. There's holograms, and you can basically visit anytime, anywhere in the holodeck and do whatever you like. So maybe we could include the Star Wars in that. You could, if we want to do a holodeck sim where we're running across Tatooine, blasting bad guys with lightsabers and whatever else the Mandalorian has in his arsenal, we could do that.
I was just thinking more of, hiding from the Empire on the back of an asteroid.
Ah, I see. But in my dreams, everything is copacetic. We don't have factions, and we don't have any for war or hiding from anybody else. It's just very
Yeah.
very nice, and basically one world, hippy dippy,
Yep, and that's in my waking dreams. In my dreams with you, that's what I want. I want, a life in Seattle where we want for naught, and we can, go down to the waterfront and walk around anytime we want, and we can visit old neighborhoods and get coffee and just eat and do all the wonderful things that Seattle has to offer. So those are my good dreams. And even though they're not sleeping dreams, they are the good dreams that are keeping me going as I'm still waiting for a disability decision and trying to port and all the other stressful things that are probably causing these stress dreams. But they say there's good stress, and I think this is probably good stress. So I'm glad to have you with me in my life, sweetie.
I'm glad to have you in my life too. I love you.
I love you too.
Are the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see? Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes of mood. I'm a drug in your food. Don't believe them and don't believe me.
So, for those of you listening out there, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'm sorry I've been away so long. We're just in the visit and in having no spoons once I came home and kind of had a little mini depression. It was hard to put up out episodes, but I'm gonna keep trying again. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. I thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to support our work, please leave a review in the podcast apps or check out the PayPal and Patreon links available at knickknackpod.net. That's NICNACPOD.net. Your help is greatly appreciated. The music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Elkenberry, The Fool's Guide by Anthony Bertuno, and of course, Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. If you enjoy this music, please support these artists by buying their work or making donations. Links are available in the show notes, available at knickknackpod.net. The Knickknack Podcast and FS Ride Along series is copyright 2006 through 2022 by the Knickknack Podcast Network and was released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Again, thank you so much for listening and for donating. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs.